running from deadly wildfires.
This is the stuff you have nightmares about, your home burning down.
Remember the clean power plan? Forget it.
The EPA administrator announced the war on coal is over.
And a disgraced movie mogul finds he has few friends.
You cannot go around treating women the way you did and never pay a price for it.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor with the CBS World News Roundup. Wildfires in California, 20 of them, at least 11 people dead, at least 1,500 homes and businesses destroyed, including several wineries.
This is my neighborhood in flames, completely in flames.
Her neighborhood in Calistoga, mass evacuations.
I'm lucky. My house is fine. My city is not.
The city, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, CBS's Maria Villarreal.
The fires, fueled by strong winds, broke out almost simultaneously Sunday, forcing crews to spread their resources across the region.
You watched four houses burn down.
Oh, my whole block.
Brandon Hayes says he ignored evacuation orders to try and save his parents' house, only to see it destroyed.
I pretended to go, and then I turned around and came back.
Why would
because you do that? It's my folks' home, and I'm not going to sit here and watch it burn without somebody trying.
Tens of thousands of people were forced to leave as flames raced into their backyards. The fires destroyed more than 1,000 structures, gutting hotels and homes, and turning parts of wine country into a charred wasteland.
Southern California, CBS's Mark Strassman in Anaheim Hills.
Evacuations were ordered for more than 5,000 homes, but some people chose to stay behind.
It's never the same. We may be able to rebuild them, but I just can't imagine losing your home. Especially in this manner.
Kevin Chaffetz and his family left 2 hours before the fire crept over the hillside and engulfed his home.
It's pretty surreal, you know. I'll probably try and handle this the best I can for now and then deal with it emotionally a couple months down the road.
The dismantling of Obama administration landmarks continues. The EPA gutting the Clean Power Plan. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The Clean Power Plan established benchmarks for states to significantly reduce their carbon output by the year 2030. It's being scrapped by the new EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt.
What did they accomplish with the Clean Power Plan? I mean, they acted unlawfully. They got sued by 28-plus states and, you know, organizations from across the country.
The Sierra Club's John Cookett says the Trump White House ought to know if it moves ahead.
There'll be a tremendous amount of litigation.
Environmentalists say courts will heed the EPA's own scientific findings that greenhouse gases endanger the environment. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Updates on the timeline of the Las Vegas massacre as CBS's Jamie Yucas reports there was a shooting before all the shooting.
Las Vegas Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said that the shooter, Stephen Paddock, shot hotel security guard Jesus Campos before he started his assault.
He was injured prior to the mass volley of shooting.
We've also learned that law enforcement sources are looking into whether Paddock practiced shooting just 2 days before the attack at an informal shooting site near Mesquite. It's only 90 minutes from Las Vegas.
What enabled Stephen Paddock to shoot so many people in 9 minutes? The device used to alter his semi-automatic weapons into rapid-firing machine guns. CBS's Vicki Barker with the latest on efforts to legally curtail bump stocks.
YouTube says it's removed all videos that show how to use a bump stock.
Every man's birthright.
But this ad from Slidefire claims their product's so easy to operate, a little old lady can do it. And does.
Just take off the handguard and mount the little block.
Access is age-restricted to the guy who vlogs as Guns America. Here he is in 2014 testing a $99 bump stock. That post's been viewed nearly 700,000 times as recently as today. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Texas Tech police officers shot and killed at the campus police station. A student in custody. School spokesperson Chris Cook says it all started with a surprise student welfare check in that student's dorm room.
Upon entering the student's room, they noticed drug paraphernalia and other items. So they brought the student down to Texas Tech police station and had a debriefing, which is normal procedure. Sometime during that debriefing, the student pulled a gun.
For the first time, one of 22 medically confirmed American victims of the attacks in Cuba speaking publicly. CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey first broke the story.
The victim requested anonymity. They criticized the State Department, saying it took too long to withdraw most of its staff from the island. The person also says their concerns about the attacks and the safety of others were ignored by top U.S. officials in Havana and Washington. The State Department has insisted it's done everything it can to get victims treatment and help them return to the U.S.
We are learning more about Harvey Weinstein's last moments in power, a weekend of emailing other Hollywood heavy hitters, pleading for help, asking for letters of support to be written to the board that fired him over sexual harassment allegations. Other big names who've shown support in the past, distancing themselves now, CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Meryl Streep called his alleged behavior inexcusable. Glenn Close said she's angry and darkly sad. Dame Judi Dench found it horrifying. All said they had no idea.
The situation is dire in Puerto Rico. CBS's David Begno returning to the hurricane-battered island.
In the Barriada Figueroa neighborhood of San Juan, debris left behind by Maria has clogged street drains, contributing to widespread flooding.
Al gobierno.
Reisa Melion says the government has not helped with cleaning the streets, and the only time she's seen Mayor Yulín Cruz is on television.
I had to make a decision. Either I open the roads in order to save lives, and I used the money that I had for medicine and for food and for water.
Governor Ricardo Rosselló was critical of the mayor's response and sent a team of his own to help clear the streets on Monday.
Marsha Blackburn, the Tennessee congresswoman, being told she cannot say what she said on Twitter. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
Twitter objects to a line in Blackburn's online video announcing her U.S. Senate campaign. In the video, she says she stopped the sale of baby body parts. The social media company deemed the line inflammatory, likely to evoke a strong negative reaction, and violates Twitter's policy for advertising. Twitter blocked the video as an online ad. However, Blackburn will be allowed to promote it on her campaign Twitter account.
If you watched Monday Night Football last night, you saw this.
When I found you, I saw raw.
Trailer for the new Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, in theaters on December 15th. It is an unlikely subject matter for a hit song, CBS's Michelle Miller reports.
A song about a desperate caller contemplating suicide is resonating with millions of listeners.
I just want to die today. I just want to die.
And saving lives. That's because the song's title, 1-800-273-8255, is also the phone number for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
This is about so much more than entertainment.
Logic, a rapper and songwriter originally from Gaithersburg, Maryland, came up with the single's concept, a person in despair reaching out to the hotline for help.
I just want to die.
Suicide Prevention Center Crisis Line.
Since the single's release back in April, calls are up 33% at crisis hotline centers around the country.
And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.